The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Beya Daf Yud Gimel. As one moves from the Katsira, from picking wheat until it's ready to eat as a loaf of bread, we find Meleches Dosh and Meleches Zeire. Wheat grows in a husk, it's wrapped up in a straw-like substance, and the wheat kernel, which can either be eaten plain or ground into flour, in order to get the edible part, one must remove it from this husk shell that it grows in. Almost like peas in a pod type of thing. And there are two malachs involved in the removing of the kernel from its outer pod, so to say. One is Meleches Dosh, and one is Meleches Zeireh. And this is done as a two-step process. First, one crushes the hard outer husk, and once it's successfully cracked, and now the kernels are laying inside or amongst this cracked straw or husk, one then removes the straw and the husk by, in the case of Zeireh, by throwing it up in a windy area. The wind will blow away the light husk and the heavier kernels will fall to the ground. So the first process is the dosh, is the cracking, and then the second process is the Zeireh, the winnowing. Now, what's discussed on today's daf is that besides for people eating wheat as bread, grinding into flour and using it to bread, but wheat was also sometimes used, at least when it was fresh, as like a vegetable, as a legume, similar to one would go ahead and eat beans, peas, this type of stuff. And again, if one would want to eat it, one would have to crush and one would have to then blow to remove the husk. And that's the process which is discussed as meulin melilais, which would be to roll the wheat kernels between one's hands, which would work effectively as the disha, and then one would be zeire, one would blow in order to make the lighter straw blow off, and one is left with the kernels in their hands. In fact, when Rabbanim go out to wheat fields in order to cut shmura matzah, so before we cut for the field, we check that the kernels are not cracked. There's no chashash chimutz in the kernels. Obviously, it's impossible to go ahead and to check acres and acres of land, but the mashgiach will take several handfuls of, will cut several stalks of wheat. He will then be meil melilais, exactly like it says in our Gemara. He puts the top of the kernel, where the wheat grows, inside its husk or pod, however you want to refer to it, and rub it back and forth in his hands. He then blows through his hands. He's left with the kernels. Now he could check the kernels for chametz. That would be an application of when this meil melilais is done in today's day and age. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis says very clearly that melilais, this process of being meila melilais, may only be done with a shinoi, and the nipuch, the blowing, the zeira, also may be done with a shinoi. That although b'derech klal, doing a melacha, the shinoi is aser on Shabbos or Yantif, however, over here, in order for a person to be able to eat these wheat kernels, Chazal were matir the disha with the shinoi and the zeira with the shinoi, and that's what the Gemara discusses, what is the appropriate shinoi, both for the disha and for the zeira, both for the threshing and for the winnowing. Now, there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim, whether our Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses the various shinuyim, is referring to Shabbos, or is it referring to Yontif. We had a Gemara on yesterday's Daf, where the Gemara said, brings a braisa, Hamil Melilis Me Erev Shabbos. Somebody who was Mil the Melilis, he rolled these kernels from Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara is medayek that kernels may only be rolled on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself. Now, that would imply that this whole heter of being meilo with the shinoi is referring to Yontif, and that is in fact the shita of Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says ketzad meilo be Yontif, and again, their Tosis also says ketzad meilo pirish be Yontif. With the Shabbos Osir Limlil. The Shaila is that there's another Gemara, there's a Gemara in Shabbos in Perek Mefanin. The Gemara in Shabbos says that one can be Milel various plant products on Shabbos. The Gemara over there, Kuf Chav Ches, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Chavile, Peya, Ezoiv, the cornice, that these bundles of Peya, Ezoiv, and cornice, again, it's something which grows in some sort of pod. The Chachavim say, Melel Beroshi Etzba Isa Va'echel, you can go rub it between your fingers and eat it. Uvilvachla Yimlo Beyode Harbe Kederach Shu Isa Bechel. So that would be Mashba, that one could be Melel Melilis on Shabbos. So we have a little bit of a stira between the Gemara in Mefanan Daf Kuf Chav Ches and our Gemara in Be'a Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So there are basically two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Shita of the Rambam and the Rif is that one can be Meilel with a Shinoi on Shabbos. Our Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis is referring to someone who wants to be Meilel Kedarkai. That's what's Usher. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which says that one is Meilel with a Shinoi, is referring to Yontif. Sorry, it's referring to Shabbos. The Shabbos one can be Melil with a Shinoi. Rashi and Tosis argue. Rashi and Tosis hold that Melila may not be done on Shabbos at all, with a Shinoi is only Mutter on Yontif. And the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, there are two Mahalchim how to learn the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. One way is that the person, when he's rolling between his fingers, he's not rolling between his fingers to get the seeds out of the husk, but rather he wants to soften the husk, because by softening the husk he's going to eat the whole thing, and the whole thing will be softer and more edible. But he's not trying to be dosh, he's not trying to be mefarik, he's not trying to remove the seed from the husk. So basically what comes out is a machlokes rishonim, which is negeya to peas, etc., or wheat kernels, if one would be inclined to eat these wheat kernels. May one be Melo Melilos on Shabbos? May one do Disha Kal Achayad on Shabbos or not? And if one looks at Shulchan Aruch, one sees that there is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber in Siman Shin Yotes Paskins, Ein Melo Melilos, Ela Melo Vishinoi Ma'at Barosha Etzba Yisof, that one has to be Melo Dafkut Hashinoi on Shabbos, but with a Shinoi, one can be Melo. Since it's only a Dosh Kalachayad, Chazal allowed this Dosh Kalachayad on Shabbos. The Yesh Machmirim is the Shita of the Mordechai, the Ran, Rashi, and Tosfos, that they say that one cannot do this type of procedure on Shabbos. One has to worry about Melechas Dosh. La Halacha, we paskin like the Ramah, that we are not Dosh even with the Shinoi on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos. We're not talking with the Shinoi on Shabbos. And therefore, what's negeya to various type of kidneys, which somebody might want to eat. So then, it would be usher to go ahead and remove the peas from the pod on Shabbos, even with the Shinoi, because according to the we pass him like the second Lashon, like the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, it would be Mutter with a Shinoi. Mishnah Berurah does add a Svara that if it's something which is edible, that the outside is edible as it is, so that cannot go into the category of dosh. Dosh is when I take edible out of non-edible, I take the kernel out of the husk. That is where Malachas Dosh applies. However, in a case where the outside is also edible, Malachas Dosh would not apply. And therefore, it would seem that if one wants to take the peas out of a pot on Shabbos, if the outside of the pod is edible, that would be the minig to be makel. However, if the outside of the pod is not edible, so then to do without a shinui is a sure aser. To do with a shinui is totally in these two opinions. The Rama goes on to say that nuts which grow with a outer klipa around the hard klipa, that nuts, which megazim, luzim, gedalim, the walnuts and almonds, which grow with an outer shell, when we get the almonds, the outer shell is already out, is already off, but that shell may not be removed on Shabbos, because that shell is also to remove because of Malachas Dosh. The Mishnah Berurah says that although it's also to remove that outer shell, it's also to go ahead and remove that outer shell on Shabbos. However, the hard shell that we crack when we eat nuts, one may remove that hard shell on Shabbos. And the question is, L'chayr, what's the difference? If you tell me that Malachas Dosh is, that the Malacha is, in the its way it was done in the Mishkan, was that the kernels were enclosed in this husk, was enclosed in this chaff, and one is removing the husk and the chaff, and accessing the eichel, that is Malachas Dosh. So when one looks at a nut, it's true that the nut grows with a outer, softer shell, which is removed before we come and get it, but the hard shell is also inedible. Why is it that it's mutter to go ahead and to remove the hard shell before one eats it? And really, one could ask the same question. When one peels an orange, when one peels an apple on Shabbos, why is it, well, apple maybe because the peel is edible, but if one peels an orange or a grapefruit on Shabbos, why is that not nichlal in Malachas Dosh? So there are several terutzim given by the Gedalei Achrayim, but it seems that the Iker Teretz is that there's a Dosh. Where is Dosh in the Lama Tes Malachas? Dosh in the Lama Tes Malachas is more in the early stages, more in the basic food preparation before the kernels of wheat were even taken into the storage where they would be stored to be available throughout the winter months to go ahead and to grind it as you need it. Dosh is a field malacha. It's something which is done in the processing of the fruit. A type of peeling or removing the shell which is done at home, which is done right before, after the storage process is over, it's done at home when you're ready to eat it, that type of shell is mutter to remove on Shabbos. That is not Bechlal Malachas Disha. That's Bechlal Malachas Bayer. But Bayer we can deal with on Shabbos, because Bayer, as long as you do it Lechol Miyat, so that there is no Isser Bayer, even though when you're peeling something, you're taking sales from Eichel. So that the Be'er Halach already says in Siman Shimchav Aleph, that although, generally speaking, bayer, one may not be bayer eichel from psar psailosim eichel, but when one is peeling, one can be bayer psailosim eichel. And maybe in a few minutes we'll discuss exactly why. But since what we have to understand is that a shell which is removed in the early processing stages, that type of shell is the type of shell which is subject to Malachas Dosh. However, something which is done at home is not subject to Malachas Dosh. It's only subject to Malachas Bayer. The Paiskim today debates, what about peanuts? Where today, many, many peanuts are bought, peeled in the company, and they're bought in pre-peeled packages. And the consensus of most Paiskim is that even though most peanuts today, over rive, are sold peeled, but that peeling is really, it's not really part, it's still a home type of melacha. The haraya, they have to keep a vacuum pack, they have to keep it in a special environment to try to mimic the peel. It's still just people are lazy, so therefore they buy shelled nuts rather than unshelled nuts. But since the peri can't last like that, the nut can't last like that without being properly processed, so, and also there are many people who still crack them themselves, with those two factors together, we can still consider it to be a home halacha and be subject to bayir, not subject to dash. We pointed out before that there is no isser of taking psalos from eichel when one is peeling. The reason for that is that although bayir may always be done, eichel from psalos, not psalos from eichel, it's not a halacha lomeishim misinai, the eichel from psalos is mutter and psalos from eichel is aser. The pshat is that melechas nachsheves aser teira, that the teira asered a professional type of melacha. When one has in front of them two types of food, one they like and one they don't like, if they take what they don't like away from what they like, then we view that act as actively being involved in food preparation. That's food preparation. That's tikkun eichel. You are making this product into a better product by removing the bones, removing the shells, or removing, the crash shells are already cracked and mixed in, or removing the parts that you don't like. You have peas and carrots. You like the peas, you don't like the carrots. By taking out the carrots, you are improving the quality of your peas. That is a melech smachshevus. That's a professional type of thing. It's a tikkun eichel. It is aser on Shabbos. However, when you take eichel from psalos, so that's called derech achila. What you're doing is you're eating. It's part of the eating process. And since it's part of the eating process, so therefore it is mutter on Shabbos as part of the eating process. And we look at it as derech achila. You're not saying lech nachsheves. You're being an eichel. All you do is you're eating, and therefore it's mutter. So psalos from eichel, that's tikkun. You're fixing. Eichel from psalos is just eating. When you have an orange, which is, has a peel around it, since it's impossible to access the fruit of the orange without removing the peel, so even removing the psalos from the eichel, when it's being done, samach l'suda, is considered to be an eichel, a process of achila, and since that is considered to be a process of achila, there is no problem of taking psalos from eichel, because psalos from eichel is a maisa achila, not a maisa bayir. And the raya, that it's mutter when you peel, take psalos from eichel, is also from our daf, from Beya daf and Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the various amoraim, Rav mekalfle de bisu kasi kasi, Rebchia mekalfle de bisu kasi kasi, that Rav and Rebchia's rebbetzins would peel wheat kernels for them in order for them to eat on Shabbos. Why is that not a problem of bayir? The teretz is that since it was being done samach l'suda, and it's impossible to do it in the other direction, the eichel from, it's impossible to get eichel from psalos, therefore it's not bayir. The shaila which remains is, how come that's not dosh? Because when wheat is ground into flour and baked into bread, in other words, what Revitzin Rav and Revitzin of Chiyah peeling off was not this husk that we are peeling, we're taking off, which is subject to the Blacha of Dash. Rather, they were taking a thin inner layer, which also surrounds the wheat kernel, similar to any vegetable which has a shell. Well, similar, I guess, to the inner lining of the peanuts underneath the peanut shell. A little bit harder, but something similar to that. So the question is that we understand that cracking nuts or peeling an orange is not subject to meleches dosh because it's generally done at home. But when one bakes bread, this is done way before the earlier processing. So why is there no issue of disha? Which is something the Be'er Lach talks about, the Shisa Shabbos talks about it. And the answer also over here is going to be something to the effect that when you're using the chitim in such a manner to eat it as a vegetable, so then this was considered to be the last step before you use it as a vegetable and use just to eat the seed, not to grow into bread. And therefore, since you did it samach l'suda, and you did it by hand, like the Be'er Lach says in Shem Chavaloth, and this is the normal way to prepare this meichel, we would look at that rather as eating than any ma'isa tikkun, not a melech machshev, as the Be'er Lach says. Therefore, it's not bayir, it's not dosh, because we look at it as a different process. However, if one wants to grind wheat and one takes a machteshes, one takes a professional tool and crushes the wheat kernels further in order to remove this peel, that, the Gemara says, is also medaraisa. But if you do it in your hand, about to eat it as a vegetable, so that we understand is like a totally different pe'ula. It's not even a shinoi, it is mutter l'chadchila. We're coming out, just to summarize, that there is melechas disha, not only in the field, but in one's home, when one is removing from kidneys from their storage pods to pull off that husk from the corn, could be a shayla of disha. I guess corn is not eaten raw, so it's not really so nageah. To do with the shinoi is machlekes ha'paiskim. If the whole thing is edible, the Mishavura says the minig is to make even without a shinoi. Dosh does not apply to shells, which are generally shelled at home. The fact that today most peanuts are sold in vacuum-packed containers, according to most paiskim, does not aser peanuts. And finally, there is a heter to peel these to go ahead and to, there's also no problem of beer when one peels an orange, because even though one's taking sales from Eichel, because that's Derech Achila, as long as one does it Samach L'Suda, and he does it Biyad, he does it with non-specialized equipment, most places would hold that even a peeler is considered to be specialized equipment, not like Rav Meisha who held that it's not, but if one has the other two conditions of Beir, the Biyad, do it by hand, with a knife, or you do it, and you do it, Biyad, Samach L'Achila, one can even take sales from Eichel. And the Gemara says clearly that peeling wheat kernels is mutter, and one has to know why peeling those wheat kernels is not a tolda of dosh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.